Jamil on the beat. What is going on? Welcome to the podcast, the Correctly Mistaken Podcast. I'm your host, your boy Wes Osei. Please remember to subscribe, rate, review, unsubscribe, rate, review again, comment, all that good stuff. We appreciate it. Definitely do. Hope you guys had a good weekend. Kind of winding down. I know a lot of people wish that the weekends can go to Monday. But then when that happens, we'll just be wishing for it to go to Tuesday. So, you know, at the end of the day, we just got to cut it off somewhere. So we got to get back at it. But I hope you are enjoying the rest of your weekend. Phrase of choice for tonight is in to in too deep. Now you think about that. You think about that movie with LL Cool J and Omar Epps, which was an outstanding movie. I think LL Cool J's name went by God in the movie, which at that time was like, yo, he won't call himself God. Who does that? I can't remember Omar Epps' character, but I know he, if you don't know this story, to kind of give you a backdrop of it, he's a cop that went undercover to investigate LL Cool J, who was a gangster crime head. You know, he was the head of a crime syndicate. And the only way he can get in, he had to infiltrate, had to go undercover and become one of his dudes that he moved up to the ranks to become one of his top guys. But at that same time, he got in too deep. All the way to the point where it was so deep, he forgot who he was in terms of he was a cop. But at the same time, he was in too deep. Almost to the point of no return, where the only way he was able to stop the complete and total sinking was that he had to turn around quickly and make some quick changes. But at the same time, it left the wake that it left. But sometimes when it comes to that movie In Too Deep, it's a movie. But we're talking real life, and in this phrase of choice, in too deep is the matter of real life that is going on right now. When we think about once again another shooting of an unarmed black man, 20 years old, Dante Wright, a traffic stop, expired tags, then once again a police officer, 26 years on the force, trained in distress, trained in high adrenaline situations, how to maintain and keep a composure. But for some kind of reason, a lot of these traffic stops are ending with the same results in traffic stops where men of color or somebody of color is getting pulled over. It's ending with them not living. And this time, the police officer saying that she didn't know the difference between her taser or her gun, which is so hard to believe, because for 26 years, you've had it the same way. For 26 years, the protocol hasn't changed. But now all of a sudden, in that time, you completely forget over 26 years of experience. You completely forget the difference between your taser and your gun. I've always said, I don't understand the point of the trained fearing the untrained. But then you say, well, it's more of just the untrained is the fear of the color. I heard somebody say it best. If my skin color is a weapon, then every time you see me, I will always be armed. Doesn't matter. And once again, we have a situation. And I don't care what anybody says. Yes, he tried to take off. Yes, was it dumb? Yeah. He was 20. He was scared. Shaking up. Got out of the car. They were going to cuff him. He didn't want to go to jail. So he tried something. But something that did not. See, that's my biggest question. Even what he did in the tape alone, how does that mean to use deadly force? I mean, they knew his name. They were saying his name. Where was he going to go? Even if he got in his car and drove off, where was he going to go? Was he going to get to Mexico? Was he? See, the situation to me is, how come when he gets out of the car, you see him not armed? And yes, he decides to break free and try to get into his car. And there's a scuffle that ensues. And most police officers understand he doesn't have a weapon. We just need to subdue him. He made a dumb decision. We're trying to take off. But all he needs is to be subdued, not deadly force. And then by somebody that wants to say it's because she thought it was her taser. See, the situation is, we're just in too deep. And what I mean by in too deep is that the infiltration of prejudice, racism, is so deep and so prevalent in police culture. It's so deep. If you go back to the first ever police officers, they were slave catchers. They were the ones that were supposed to round up the slaves. Those were the early day police. And what we're dealing here is a situation where we're just, it's just so deeply embedded in terms of the way that we're looked at as people of color to police. You have to almost blow this thing up in terms of reform, in complete reform, down to psychological testing, literally taking back people who are already police, bringing them in and weeding out the bad. Almost to the point where you have to bring them all in and they don't pass a certain aptitude in terms of moral code, in terms of equality. Like, they can't be working with these type of prejudices, but it's so deep. Because you have so many people who are in the police force that believe in a lot of things that make them in a matter of apprehension when they come against somebody of color, especially somebody, a black man, how they feel a different sense of apprehension. Because like I said, when you go back into the lineage of police, they were the first slave catchers. And what was their job? At any means necessary to make sure they riled up as many slaves as possible. You can only imagine how that was done many, many times, and how they got away with it, and how they always got away with it over the years as they involved, as police involved generations. Because you have to remember, when you have somebody that thinks a certain way, that has certain prejudices, that have certain type of racist tensions against another color of people, that's usually shared or passed down to another generation, where now you have a fifth or fourth generation cop that thinks black folk always got something going on. And they get pulled over because they have a warrant. Or something, or they know somebody that's doing something. Or maybe they have a weapon of mass destruction in their car somewhere. Or that eight ball's underneath their seat. They got something for the reason why they're no good. And see, it's so deep. I mean, here in Fairfax County, there was an officer that put a man in jail who was a fireman, put him in jail a couple years ago. The man has been in jail. He had a plea guilty. He went to jail for 3 years. Now he's getting out because it's been found out that that police officer, what he did was racially motivated. And not only then, over 400 cases, and he's not even a cop in Fairfax County anymore, but 400 cases. How probably have to be overturned because that cop was racially motivated when he did what he did. 400 times. Think about that. And that's a fraction of what goes on countrywide. It's a fraction. But 400 cases of this gentleman racially motivated, doing things of harm in terms of giving people bad cases, bad raps, bad sentences, sentencing, trumped up charges, just because he had an issue with the race of whoever he was dealing with. And that race were people of color. See, it's so deep. It's in so deep. Like, even now to this point, think about the Derek Chauvin case with George Floyd. The whole world saw Derek Chauvin have his neck on George Floyd for 9 minutes, and I believe 26 seconds, but over 9 minutes. I can't remember the time exactly off on top of my head. I think 9 minutes over on his neck. Everybody saw it. The whole world saw it. But for some kind of reason, there's a trial going on. And there was actually experts on the defense side that said that what we saw didn't happen. It's trying to tell us. It's trying to let us know, look, what y'all think y'all saw, it didn't happen. This is what happened. Why were we in this state in 2021? Well, the whole world saw what happened. They saw what transpired. But there's an opportunity to even still show reasonable doubt? Why? The whole world saw it. This should be the easiest slam door case ever, but it won't be. Because he's a former police officer. How can you even defend the fact that you can even drum up a defense? The fact that you can even drum up a defense. Shows where we are in terms of how deep it is. It's heartbreaking. And see, the situation is now where the messaging gets caught up in what we're trying to do, and then everybody wants to throw bullets and bazookas at something like defund the police. People, the right loves to use it as a way to try to say, look, they want anarchy. And I've always said, nobody wants the police defunded in terms of eradicated or abolished, because defunding the police and abolishing them are two different things. Even though the word defunding says take money from, but does it mean take all the money from? No, just allocate it to other places where it can be some equitable use to be able to bring benefit to the entire neighborhood. But they want to use it as, no, defunding the police. You don't want the police to protect you. You want to get rid of the police. No, I've always said this. A country without police is not a place we want to be. We do not want to live in a country where there is no such thing as law enforcement. I don't think anybody wants to do that. I don't think anybody in their right mind would want to do that. But at the same time, there needs to be accountability, because there's a point, as we know, as we see it, for some kind of reason, they just don't get the same consequences by somebody like me would do something. Like even now, I think Kim Potter is the woman's name that shot Dante Wright. What the prosecution had to do. We all saw that she shot him unarmed. That's murder. It's murder. But to them, it's second degree manslaughter. In terms of what the prosecution actually charged. Because they had to do that. To try to get something, because if they would have went with murder, nobody's going for that. Nobody's going to go for a police officer committing murder. They're not going for that. I don't know why they won't, because it was murder. It was, don't get me wrong, it was murder. It was murder. But for some kind of reason within the politics of it, they can't do murder. Because they feel they worded. Think about where we are, how deep we are. Look how deep we are. We're so deep, we can't even charge what the charge really is. Because if we do, we know it won't stick. And it should, because the whole world saw the man's knee on his neck for over 9 minutes until his life left his body. We all saw it. We all saw it. But for some kind of reason, there's a court case going on. A defense. Defending the indefensible. To the point where a prosecution cannot put the proper charges on a police officer, knowing that it won't go anywhere. Having to settle for manslaughter, where you is up to 7 years in prison, I believe, 7 to 10 years. Well, yeah, you go to prison, but anybody else that does that same thing that's not a cop, they're not going to prison for 7 to 10 years. They're going to prison most likely for the rest of their natural life. We're in too deep. And the thing is, even though being in too deep, I'm not mad at what the prosecution did in terms of putting that charge of manslaughter. They had to figure in their mind, what's the best possible way we can get a conviction? How can we get some accountability? How can we get some accountability? Where there's obviously a system that doesn't want police to have accountability. We could go up to Chicago or Adam Toledo. That officer, he was running away. I believe he did have a gun, but he put the gun down. And they told him to show his hands. He showed his hands and he shot him dead. And then had the nerve to say after he shot him, stay with me. One shot to the chest, man, but no, stay with me. 13 years old, why so fearful? In that situation when a kid is running from you and you're the one that's afraid? Think about it. A kid is running from you, but you're the one that's afraid. You tell him to show you his hands. He shows him, and one shot to the chest. Takes his life. 13 years old, gone. And the fact of the matter, There's no charges. There's no anything. Administrative leave with pay. Think about it. If I was to do the very same thing, it's not getting looked upon like that. But it does against law enforcement, the same people that are supposed to uphold the law, but were breaking for one another in order to keep a bond. And see, if that's the situation, if you got cops that feel that way, how do we get anywhere? It's almost, well, I don't want to go that far. Well, yeah, I guess it is like the Democrats and Republicans. Well, the Democrats have their ideology, their views. Republicans have their ideology, their views, but they really don't. Only view that they have is they don't want any government. And if you have a major party of two, one of the two major parties that don't want to work towards actual democracy and government, what do you have? What do you have? If we got police still standing for other police for things that are not right just because they're a bond and not protecting the people, how do we combat that? And also on top of that, it needs to be the powers that be, people in other places, white folk, people in influence. Pat Robertson, the old time evangelistic pastor, came out and said that this was wrong. And that was big to hear somebody like that in the white evangelical, a huge white evangelical saying, come on, that's what are we doing? That's just not right what happened. Because it's getting to the point that the recklessness is so, so deep. The prejudice is so, so deep. The bias, the racism is so, so deep. Philando Castile told the police officer he had a gun in the glove department, but his ID was there as well. In front of his 3-year-old daughter. But see, the fact of the matter is, if they feel this beholden and this brazen, and we still get the same status quo, what can we really expect to change? Because we're in too deep. It's so deep. It literally is going to need a complete and total 180 gentrification, break down, build back up, break it down. Not even gentrification, because that just means cleaning it up. No, it needs to be bulldozed down, destroyed, and then built back again with the proper people in place. But at the same time, you have so many forces that are going to fight against that same thing, that same belief. The same way I say it, there's people that will fight to make sure that does not happen. Some people trying to hold on to the country that used to be, where this stuff was acceptable. And folk of color just had to deal with it. And they want them to do that very same shit today, but it's a different day. But we're in too deep in terms of the criminal justice system, in terms of police, it needs a complete and total reform. Even in people who have influence, if it runs deep in their veins as well, what do you expect to happen? It must be a people, a conscientious, y'all know I can't talk, but a conscious driven, focused, determined people to continue to put opposition against what is wrong. You see, a lot of this ain't got nothing to do with politics. It's just what's wrong. And black men being shot and killed unarmed at traffic stops for dead tags is wrong. And we still can't find enough people to come out and say it's wrong, because we're in too deep. Because some of this shit is obvious. It's obvious. It's obvious that Derek Chauvin had his knee on George Floyd's neck till he died. It's obvious that happened. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. But for some kind of reason, there's still a trial. There's still a defense saying, no, what you saw isn't what you saw. It was carbon monoxide poisoning. Even though they show nothing, any awareness of him having carbon monoxide, but it doesn't matter. He only needs is one juror to show reasonable doubt. And then you have a hung jury, because this needs a unanimous decision in order for the verdict to be true, withstanding, and valid. It needs a unanimous decision. One person can't say guilty and everybody else says not. It has to be one unison. I tell you. We gotta, I tell y'all, man, we're so deep. So deeply infiltrated in all levels. And it's gonna take a lot to continue to combat it. But we must. Dante Wright should be here. Adam DeLito should be here. Eric Garner, Sandra Bland, Stephon Clark, Michael Brown, Trayvon Martin, Tamir Rice. I mean, when you have to keep Philando Castile, when you have to keep going on and on, I tell you, everybody saw that he was guilty, but they're telling you no, because they need one juror. Just one. And my anxiety is up. But the reason why all this is possible, why this is occurring, why this is even a situation where my anxiety is up, where I don't think after everything that we saw, there's a way that it can still not be. There's a way he can still get off. Because we're in too deep. And the only way we're going to get reform is if we tear it all down and then build it back up again. Good luck with that. Until next time, Love everybody. Hate no one. This is the Correctly Mistaken Podcast. And I'm your host, your boy Wes Osei. Be blessed. Peace.